I'm April Cummings with your latest news. The Standing Committee to oversee the performance of the Office of the Ombudsman is underway.
The importance of the need for independence is to allow those who seek to complain against their government to be able to freely do so through a confidential and impartial process without fear of undue influence or prejudice in the decision-making.
The focus for the day is on the 2023 annual report. Ombudsman Sharon Rolston is on hand to answer members' questions, as well as provide the public with information from the report, which was tabled in the House back in July. In other local news, it is a puzzler. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller is tracking a Little Cayman mystery.
It's so great to see all of you here today.
Reef educator on the Grouper Moon Project, Todd Monahan there, speaking from Little Cayman to dozens of students across the Cayman Islands via live stream. He's showing them a video of last year's spawning event, with thousands of fish filling the screen.
Every year that I've come on this project for the last 14 years, that's what we've seen. However, this year has turned into a mystery.
Because those fish are playing hide and seek. As the video showcases what the team is seeing this year, it's pretty much fishless. In fact, in the past week, scientists doing three dives a day have only clocked a few hundred of the Nassau groupers. Reef Environmental Education Foundation's Dr. Christy Padengill-Semmons.
So roughly how many grouper have you counted this year, Christy?
Yeah, I would say generously maybe 400? 300. So we had a team out here last month and they saw about 2,000 fish. That's not as many as you would expect in a full regular year, but certainly more than we're seeing this month.
And were they spawning?
No spawning was documented.
Okay. And she says that's pretty normal. The team seeing that many fish last month would normally indicate that the quote big show spawning event would be taking place this month, around last week, Wednesday's full moon. But that didn't happen. And Reef's Dr. Bryce Simmons admits they have no idea why.
We talked about, oh, could it be the earthquake? Oh, there was a big storm. Those things could be true. It could be. It could also just be that the temperature's slightly off. Those are the sorts of questions, hypotheses that we as scientists, you guys are, if you're thinking to yourself, why do I think it is? You are doing science. And then the next step is to figure out how to test that hypothesis. How can we evaluate it? How can we collect data to help answer the questions?
But all is not lost. There's one last live stream taking place today at 1 p.m. Pop over to We Speak Fish on YouTube, and you can find out if those sneaky fish ever made an appearance. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The Grouper Moon is a collaboration between Reef Environmental Education Foundation and the Department of Environment, working together for the past 20 years to protect the Grouper Moon population in Little Cayman. Private and public school math teachers came together recently for the inaugural Secondary School Teach Meet at John Gray High School. The event gave teachers an opportunity to collaborate, share best practices, and exchange teaching strategies. The event featured presentations by three educators from the public school system who shared their approaches to enhancing mathematic instructions in the classroom. Numeracy specialist with the Department of Education Services, Joanne Conley, tells CIGTV the workshops are a great tool.
We're making sure that they understand the mastery approach to teaching mathematics, which has made such a huge impact in primary and secondary schools in the UK already. So we're a little bit behind in when we started introducing that, but we're still building those workshops in with all our teachers.
The Teach Meet drew about 30 teachers from both public and private sectors. That is your latest local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.